producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Everyone has AIDS. My grandma and my dog are all blue. Hey. The Pope has got it and so do you. Tell everybody we got quilting to do. We're going to break down these barricades. Everyone has AIDS.
Oh boy, that's about as serious as the science behind HIV.
Don't!
Yeah, exactly. Liam Sheff, are you with me, my good friend? Everybody has AIDS. Damn it, man. Liam, my friend, you know, we both knew, both know the Nagels. We knew Lindsay Nagel. We saw what happened. We reported on it. We've got audio. There's YouTubes of the things we've covered, had them on the show, met with them. I think they even came to a Health Freedom Expo or something like that. And Lindsay Nagel is no longer with us. I just can't help but being really bummed about it at the same time, trying to say, could this wake up a million more people, or are we toast and no one's ever going to wake up from this nightmare called HIV fraud?
Well, I think you have to explain what happened. The audience is, you know, sitting there with its Black Friday chickens up its turkey, and they don't know who Lindsay was, and they don't know who I mean, you have to say that.
Yeah. Well, briefly, and I mentioned this in hour one, I dedicated the show to her memory at this point, and hopefully it'll wake a lot of folks up. But, you know, there was a lot of kids that were adopted out of the Eastern Bloc of Europe that was falling in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s. A lot of orphans. And the Nagels, Steve and Cheryl, went to Romania and adopted this beautiful little baby, healthy young baby. And of course, at that time, you know, HIV testing was all the rage. Oh, we got to make sure. And of course, if there was a positive test, immediately babies, humans, adults, anybody, didn't matter. They were all put on AZT, which was a death sentence. They claimed they didn't know it at the time, but it was a failed chemo drug from the 1960s that was so dangerous and deadly to cancer patients that they said it was too much. And they gave it to people that they said had HIV that were going to die anyway. And they gave it to all these kids. There were a number of them from Romania that were HIV positive, supposedly, in Minnesota at the time. And Steve and Cheryl found out, through Peter Duisberg and others, that this HIV and the drugs for it may be the actual deadly part of this. And they pulled their little grandkid, Lindsay, that they adopted off of the drugs, the AZT, and she lived. None of the other kids did. She was the only survivor. And what a story. What an amazing story. And, of course, the adoptive dad, Steve, you know, very angry about AZT, and understandably so, you know, basically lashed out, put a website up, aztsucks.com, and wanted to let everybody know their daughter lived. But then Lindsay had a baby in a hospital in Minnesota, and they were in the system. They were tagged. And suddenly, no, this baby has HIV, whether it did or did not. Of course, we know there's no way to tell because there's no test for it in reality. And then they targeted and forced through the courts and through threat of loss of this baby. You must drug this baby. I mean, you would talk about the emotional trauma, much less the physical trauma of going through what she went through. I'm just saying that, you know, Cheryl.
Well, they don't know. The audience isn't reading your mind. So
I'm sorry,
but people have to know the details. So I'm on the show because I did it. I used to try to be an investigative journalist, but then I was told by the New York Times that my help wasn't wanted. I used to do something called investigative journalism about science, about AIDS, et cetera, et cetera. And I found out that it's really the most sickening bunch of murdering psychopaths that I've ever met outside of, oh, the vaccine establishment or the chemotherapy establishment. Take your pick.
Yeah.
But the AIDS establishment is funny because it tracks a very particular thought form that's always been in the human, well, it's been in the human species for a while. It comes from those dusty old books that some people think are true. It's kind of a commandment kind of thing. It's all of those rules that used to have to deal with sex, right? So in these old tribes of the ancient Near East, you were supposed to have sex with some people and not supposed to have sex with other people, and anybody who didn't have sex the way they were told was killed, literally killed. So the AIDS industry lives on top of our fear. It lives on top of our fear of gay men. It lives on gay men's fear of gay men. You know, their own program disgust with themselves because the culture just doesn't let people be people. It doesn't let us be what we are. It played on our fear of Africans and said that every African in the world had the same disease that some very, you know, small percentage of the gay population that was living a very particular drug, pharmaceutical, antibiotic, benzene, and you know, infused lifestyle or whatever, death style, for a short period of time in the 1970s, that everybody in Africa was supposed to be the same group of people. So the AIDS definition went over there. People had malaria, tuberculosis, and no clean water. It became a national or an international health agenda. And so when Lindsay Nagel was coming over in about 1990,
yeah, that time, yeah, early 90s right then, yeah.
Yeah, they wanted to test everybody. But the joke is that they never had a test, the test never worked, and the drugs killed people. So Lindsay came over, they dropped AZT into her, it nearly killed her. And that's all covered in the movie House of Numbers very well. The Nagels are a lovely Midwestern family, you know, replete with Midwestern accents and Midwestern sensibilities, and they just couldn't believe what they were up against. They sort of looked for help. They found some help saying that AZT is actually here. Read the package inserts. It says it'll kill you. They said, well, that's not good. They consulted. They thought about it, and they took the kid who was falling over and unable to develop off the drug, and she lived. And she lived for another 20 years without incident, 20-something years without incident. She was in the movie. And then she was okay. And then, like a normal American girl who ate probably not very well and didn't really think about health very much, she got pregnant by a guy that maybe she didn't know well enough, and then they swooped in. And they did what they were going to do all over the place. When you have a baby and they tag it HIV, they're going to kill your baby. Hold on. I'm going to say it one more time for anybody who's not listening. I've seen this a dozen times in my own life. I've seen it. With my own eyes, I've been on the phone with people over and over again saying, what do we do? Should we just give them the drugs for a while? Run. You want to know what to do? Run. I'm joking?
No.
Run. Get away from them. Get as far away from them as you can. The AIDS establishment will kill your child, and they will ask, and they will blame it on you for not drugging the kid enough. Now, I know we're up against the break, but I want to explain.
We got a few minutes. We still got a few minutes. We're okay.
Celia Farber's Truth Barrier website, a full expositional letter from Cheryl Nagel that explains, and I've seen this with my own eyes, that when they want a baby on AIDS drugs, the baby will spit out these black box label drugs and puke them out. Not because it has a political agenda, but because its body says, oh, this will kill me, and it spits it out. What do? How do they get it into the baby? They cut the baby's stomach open. They put in a gastrointestinal tube, a percutaneous endoscopy, a gastronomy tube, PEG tube, and then they shoved the drugs in. They made this young 21-year-old, 22-year-old girl. They made this really innocent girl.
Yes.
Take these mashed up black box label drugs that had murdered adults by the hundreds of thousands and pump them into this child's stomach. The child, the parent, the grandparents think is brain damage. Brain damage, cannot sit up, cannot function.
But we're talking baby Rico now.
Baby Rico, the baby that she birthed. They punished they scared the, you know, father of the kid so much that he turned his back on the wife who was saying, wait, 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 wait. They beat her up for 2 years. She does, you know, this isn't a group of people who makes health their main priority. They just know poison on the rat poison label when they see it. You don't have to be a frickin' genius to see this is rat poison. Don't feed it to people. We used to put skull and crossbones on things. You know what they used to put skull and crossbones on, Robert? AZ Bloody Tea. Mm-hmm. Used to be right there on the label. Well, that's what the little girl, Lindsay, had as a kid, and then they gave the little boy, her child, Baby Rico, all the same drugs and with different names, different brand names. They say they took AZT out of the market. They just changed one tiny little atom in atom in the molecule. So it's the same thing, essentially. And they get away with it. And nobody cares. Nobody will care.
One of the takeaways here that I want people to realize is that if you're having a baby in the system where you've already been branded with the scarlet HIV, get out, run, hide, leave the country. If you want that baby to live, you have got to go underground. There is no way. They control the courts. They control our politicians. They control the medical establishment. And I'm telling you, participation is basically permission. You participate because you think, well, that's where you have a baby in the hospital. No. Most dangerous thing you can do if you've been scarlet lettered in this way. And the historical references that Liam makes here is not an exaggeration. And, you know, it hit me like a punch to the gut. Even though, Liam, you and I talked about this, you know, we talked with the Nagels over the years about these things, and we kind of had in the back of our mind that they were going to come after her because she lived. That was the big sin that she did. She lived. She did not die in childhood like all the other kids from Romania that were HIV positive that were given AZT in the 90s. She lived because they took her off the drug. They had to target her or, in this case now, her offspring.
Well, there's nothing they could do to her, you know, because she was just a very normal girl. She wasn't a genius, and she wasn't entirely clever. She was just a normal girl. And that's how they get normal people, because guess what? Normal people aren't psychopaths. Normal people can't just say, well, you're going to kill the baby, so I better leave.
They can't conceive of it.
Yeah, well, that's the only way she could have survived, by the way, is if she said, they're already going to kill this baby. I'm going to have to cry a trail of wounded tears like the Native Americans did and walk out of here, because that's what happened anyway. But mothers can't do that. Why? Because they're attached. That's how the AIDS industry gets you. I've seen it over and over again. You can, go online and read about Incarnation Children's Center. You want some fun? Go read about all the little babies that they get to kill at a place called Incarnation Children's Center, and you can read about it. Yes, you can read about it in my book, but you can read about it for free. Just go look up Incarnation Children's Center, ICC, Liam Sheff, or Inside Incarnation, an interview with some of the workers who used to drug the kids night and day.
It's in Official Stories, too, some of that, where you talk about all of this.
It's in there. But I want to say people can get it for free if they want.
Yeah.
So I'm not accused of selling any.
Liam Sheff, we're gonna bring on somebody else who's survived the AIDS establishment, the medicines, 9 years of it, 5 years on AZT. Bobby Russell is going to join us after the break, and we're going to hear from him his story of recovery, what it's like to see through it after you've been poisoned. My goodness, what a day, what a day.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Christmas at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
December 1st has come to be known as World HIV Fraud Day, or even World AIDS Fraud Day. We have many shows we've done together on this subject. Liam Sheff is my guest here. We're going to be joined by Bobby Russell in a little while in his story. But Liam, we got to go further. You know, with the loss of Lindsay Nagel, the tragic death of Lindsay Nagel, killed by modern medicine, killed by the AIDS establishment, the AIDS church, the AIDS religion. And I want you to go further because you've seen it firsthand so many times, and it's brutal and it's ugly. But, you know, we're letting it loose tonight and for
right.
the purpose.
Nobody has the energy to hear them, and I certainly don't have the blood and guts to tell them because they're heartbreaking. But when I used to do work in this, I would get calls. Hey, they're trying to take my baby. They said, I didn't even know, you know, they said that I was positive, but I used to have this vaccine problem, or they said I was positive, but I used to be on this medication, and I've never been sick, and now they want to drug my baby, and I don't know what to do. And I'd say the same thing, which is get out. Oh, we can't. We have this happening. Not get out from talking to me. I mean, get out. Get away from these doctors. Because I had seen what they did at Incarnation Children's Center. They killed dozens, hundreds of kids, that went through the foster care system in New York. They put them on AZT and other AIDS drugs, and they just watched them die. They put them in a mass grave at the Catholic cemetery. Yeah, it's all co-conspiracy. It's the Catholic Church running an orphanage and the Columbia Presbyterian running, you know, the death mill that they put these kids through. So I get calls from them saying, I read this thing, and I don't know what to do. And I'd say, run. So later they would start drugging the kid, and the mother would protest, and then the state, the CPS, would come in, swoop in like hawks and take the kid away, and then the mother would be cowed and browbeaten and say, I don't know what to do, you know, I don't get to see my baby. I said, just, I don't know what to do, but get the baby and run. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next thing they'd say, I literally, well, they're telling me that I'm showing signs. I literally had this call of HIV dementia because I don't believe in what they're telling me.
Oh, man.
The mothers these doctors, these guys in white lab coats get together and they say, well, this stupid, I'm going to curse is what they say, isn't believing us and we're in charge. She's not believing us and we're in charge. So we're going to show this girl, hey, we think you have HIV dementia because you're just clearly not being logical.
See, this is the Soviet style, you know, you're psychiatrically unfit. Let's put you on drugs. Let's re-educate you. I mean, this is the kind of thing that happens in this, for lack of a better way to say it, it's a cult. It's a cult. It's a death
total cult.
Yeah.
Total death sex cult. And the reason, and it upsets little people, but that I point to the ancient dusty books of the old Middle Eastern tribes is because that's where they get their marching orders. We don't like who you're having sex with and associating with, and we're going to kill you for it. That's the old world. It happened in the Middle Ages. We were burning a lot of witches.
Right.
We were burning a lot of witches.
The liberals who have abandoned the religion of their youth have adopted this one.
This is the liberal version of witch burning, without a doubt. This, the vaccine posse that, you know, rides into town shooting at all the mothers who won't kill the other child, you know, after they have one permanently damaged child, they go, I don't want to do it again, and then they get called names. The chemotherapy police, I guess, it's pretty bad if you're a cancer doctor and you say, listen, you can do this better than the radiation poisoning, but it's bad. But when the state wants to manage your children, they will kill you for it. They will kill you for it.
This is in evidence in the 21st century right now. This is not, we're not talking Middle Ages here. We're talking 21st century technology, allopathic monopoly medicine, controlling government, controlling media, willing lapdogs of the media, including the Sanjay Guptas of the world who might be good on cannabis, but completely devoid of any ability to question something as simple as an insert to an HIV test that acknowledges it can't determine the presence or absence of HIV or make a diagnosis for what they call AIDS.
Not complicated. Hey, you don't want to believe what I'm saying. That's fine. You can just go read the package inserts yourself. No skin off my whatever. You can go read, right? Read. I remember, I know we're up against the clock, but I remember when I was, the city of New York was getting a lot of flack for all the kids they murdered in the Incarnation Children's Center. So some of the black activist groups said, this isn't right, we're going to protest. And the city said, okay, we'll hire this group called the Vera whatever. So they got this lady, Ann Liflander, from the Vera thing. I tried to get her to read the medical literature. She wouldn't. She sat in front of me and refused to read medical literature.
Yeah. Now, and, you know, this is medical illiteracy from the medical intelligentsia, at least those on the underlings, those up above who know what they're doing. Listen, if there's a hell, they'll burn in it. I mean, for now, they're sitting pretty and they're getting lots of money. It ain't pretty. It's not pretty. Bobby Russell's going to join us and tell you how not pretty it is. He's been on those drugs, and he's awake now, and we're going to hear from him next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy, and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have been tagged with a scarlet HIV, can you wake up before it's too late, before they kill you, before they poison you with medicines that have no basis for anything to promote human health? That's the question, as we're joined along with Liam Sheff with someone new to the Robert Scott Bell Show. His name is Bobby Russell. He has a website, bobbyrussell.com, and we have it linked up in the show notes, bobbywrussell.com. Linked up in the show notes so you can hyperlink it and learn more about him. Liam, why don't you introduce Bobby?
No. Let's have Bobby introduce Bobby. Bobby was diagnosed. He was in the military. He was diagnosed as HIV, and he was put on the drugs. What happened after you were put on the drugs, and how long were you on them, Bobby?
Good day, gentlemen. Actually, this is something that, like I said, started in 2004 after serving a short time in the military. I got checked out, and I was told I had HIV and was immediately placed on ARVs that began just mind-altering effects almost immediately.
So back in 2004, again, you're clipping now. I apologize. The audio is not good from Bobby. We've been struggling with that because this message is too dang important to lose any of these words. 2004, given the HIV Scarlet Letter, he goes on the antiretroviral drugs, as they're called. You said it started messing with your mind right away?
Right away. You have a hallucinations, and your body starts going through immediate changes almost immediately within the first week of starting treatment.
Like what?
A lot of the nausea and vomiting, a lot of diarrhea. It's really even sad for me to even think back on some of the times that probably in about 2008, there was times that I would reach having diarrhea and literally vomiting in the sink beside of me while I was taking ACT, and vomiting, you get a headache, and seriously, gentlemen, I just really wanted to die because it was just too painful.
Now, did they tell you that all of these symptoms were really AIDS? Did they acknowledge that they were side effects or direct effects of the drug therapy?
They never did indicate really if it was side effects to the drugs or to the therapy or to the condition. They recognized that I would have those problems and also issues like bone pain. The bone pain was throughout the entire body, from my feet to my skull.
Mm-hmm.
Neuropathy, and now I've realized that all of those conditions were all associated with me taking the ARVs that it took for 8 years and 11 months.
Yeah, it's always been a strange irony, Bobby, when they give you these drugs and the side effects, as they are known, are the same. Let's say manifestations of what they call AIDS. So they could say, well, it's just you're progressing to AIDS, and the drugs are basically manifesting every one of those symptoms.
That is what I would believe too now. That's where I've gotten to with my conclusion. And after I filed the lawsuit in August of 2013,
lawsuit for what? Wrongful diagnosis?
Yes, for the medical malpractice. Medical.
Wait. You. Why did you suspect you weren't really? I mean, you were sick. You were on the drugs. What happened that made you suspect it wasn't true?
Well, that falls back. Starting in 2008, there was an envelope that was mailed out from the state, and it exposed my name along with the heading of an HIV and AIDS department associated with the state. And I voiced my opinion, and as a result, I felt that the staff retaliated when they learned who I was, that leaked it to the media, and I began seeking alternative ways of obtaining my treatment, such as the Veterans Administration. Upon doing so, one test, they would do an oral quick and say, okay, well, this test is only 99.9% accurate. You might test negative on this one, but we're doing a blood test, and the blood test says that you're positive. Well, we're talking about life and death here, and I just couldn't. So I tried to get my doctors to talk to me about this, and it just seemed that one would push me to the next one, and to the next one, and then on to the next doctor, and nobody never wanted to look for the test result. And when I found the test result, in 2012, the test result was withheld from me. And I actually had a friend that was a lawyer to make a request to the administration for that test result.
And what was the test result?
Medical records. They refused for basically from...
Bobby, what did the test results say?
The test results were actually negative and not positive.
So you had been on the drugs for 9 years, and you had suffered incredible physical pain, and you had deteriorated significantly, and then you found out that maybe one test had been positive and another test had been negative. So you went to a lawsuit, and can you just tell the audience... What was the result of the lawsuit?
Yeah, what did the judge say?
I filed the lawsuit, like I said, in, I got the test result in January of 2013, and then I filed the lawsuit in August of 2013, which I believe was within my statute of limitations, and the judge had dismissed my case last fall as a result of claiming that I should have known about the misdiagnosis before the mandated time frame. And the mandated time frame in Kentucky is 1 year from the time that a diagnosis or an injury occurs, is the way I understand it. So that means I should have known by October of 2005.
But if they wouldn't reveal the test to you, how are you supposed to know? I mean, what did the judge say? How would you have known that? How possibly could you have known it?
There was just absolutely no way.
So yeah, they admitted that, all right, so they nearly kill you, and they admit that they were wrong, but it's your fault. I just want to reiterate when I started the show by saying there's not a group of psychopaths on the planet like the AIDS establishment.
It's one of the most terrible establishments, I believe, that's going on in America, and I hope that people will really just stop and think about what I went through and really think about things that I have learned or been exposed to learn. And really make a calculated, more informed medical decision when you're seeking treatment from someone of medical establishment, you know, background.
Right.
It's,
and Bobby, they admitted to you that these tests are not foolproof. And in fact, now they're saying the only valid way they can do it is to take your blood and then run it through a polymerase chain reaction test. And they're saying PCR, that's the definitive way, despite the fact that Nobel Prize winning developer of PCR, Kerry Mullis, said there's no way you can determine an infectious agent by PCR. If it takes PCR to find it, it's not really there.
You're absolutely correct, and I've also learned, I mean, just for the listeners that wants to just kind of catch up where I'm feeling about all of this, you know, they can Google diagnostic tests used for Ebola to Lyme disease and HIV, and you're going to find that all of those tests are the exact same test.
PCR.
None of those tests are specific at all, period.
Yeah. Liam,
well, we've covered the test angle for so many times, and now for so many years. And, you know, I'm not much of an activist for this thing because you can't, I mean, I, you know,
they refuse to read the science, the test inserts themselves, then what are you going to do with them? Now, Bobby, your journey now is recovering your health. You've got to rebuild from all the damage from the drugs.
It has been a tremendous path that I have had to travel the last 25 months. According to medical science, I should not even be alive tonight, but I am. I'm doing healthy. And I contribute a lot of my health and geared toward my garden that I raised. I grew up as a small country boy, so here in Kentucky, and I grew up on a farm throughout my entire young adulthood. So I learned how to grow my crops and preserve my crops to, you know, hold me over through the winter months. And
yeah,
I've been very successful with that for 2 years, and it's been it's been a great help to me, not just financially, but, you know, to the emotional standpoint.
Emotional and spiritual connection to the land. Liam, your message, permaculture of growing the food, what we're doing, the benefits are immeasurable. The recovery is in your garden or, you know, to some degree in the health food store and supplements that we need it to recover. We have lost friends to these treatments that have woken up, some too late. You remember, Liam, one of our friends, another one of our friends, a beautiful woman with a great spirit, indomitable spirit, but she couldn't recover. The gut damage those drugs did to her were just, it was too devastating.
Yeah, well, she had 10 or 11 years on the drugs. I mean, to recover from 12 years of cancer chemotherapy is an extraordinarily unlikely event. So you've got to be
very
it's all the gut. It's the gut, fats, the gut, glutathione, selenium. It's, you just got to learn. One of the things I said, you know, something I say to everybody that doesn't necessarily make me popular with AIDS dissidents is don't worry about the activism. Don't worry about it.
You
focus on your health.
Yeah.
That's
number
all you
one.
Really do.
That's the best thing you can do because that's the most activist thing you can do, to be a living example, someone who is not terminated by this diseased philosophy or paradigm. BobbyWRussell.com, by the way, is the website. It's linked up. If those of you want to learn more details about this story and Bobby's battle back to health, and want to support him in his efforts, there are ways to do that. There's actually a donation page if you want to support him in doing that. Bobby, we got about a minute left here. I just want to get a message out for you. You know, what's your message to others that are found in a similar circumstance?
I want people to really become acknowledged or educated as to what these tests mean, and is it worth really putting your life at risk for what scientific beliefs. And secondly, I want people to really understand the importance of remaining focused and attentive when they're in the workplace, especially in the medical field. And thirdly, I cannot stress the importance of having a healthy nutrition, to having a great hydration system, and being keeping that exercise regimen going on. I truly believe these things along with my spiritual beliefs, have what's got me through the past 25 months. So it's been great sharing my story with you guys tonight, too. So thank you.
Bobby, I appreciate you. Your willingness.
Hopefully not the last time.
Yes.
Bobby, and we'd like to hear more about your farming and gardening and canning and preparing. So I'm glad you're doing that. And, yeah, I'll be in touch, and we'll talk about try to get you in touch with some people doing some nutrition stuff.
Yes.
Sounds great.
Anything we can do to help, Bobby, be tenacious in defense of your health. Don't be swayed by others and even the activism. The best activism anybody can do is to be healthy, to regain that health, and then you can go out and help others. And that's what Bobby wants to do, I can tell. BobbyWRussell.com, linked up in the show notes. Check him out. We'll be back to wrap up the special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show World AIDS HIV Fraud Day with Liam Sheff after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen, today's show, intense is an understatement. I on the break, I took some more CBD, and I took a homeopathic remedy called Ignatia, I-G-N-A-T-I-A, and that's the remedy for mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Honestly, I am in mourning for Lindsay Nagel. It's you know, just sad and devastating. But as I said, if there's something good that comes out of this, you know, that we focus with this laser-like intensity, Liam, because we can't do this all the time. It's too intense, but once in a while, the shock to the system is necessary to wake up to the
I don't know. I don't know if it'll wake anybody up. I mean, you go about your business, you know, just keep vaccinating. You know what I'm saying? Just go to the Walmart. No. Just go to the Walmart. You know, I think they have Little Debbie cakes on sale for like 50 cents for like 20 of them.
Listen, there's double down, right? Yeah.
Got to be really healthy. That, you know, $1.99 for 16 cakes. There's nothing wrong there.
Yeah, I mean, what was this Bobby Russell guy saying? To go out and grow your own food, right? Like that would help.
Yeah, don't do that. They got plenty of GMO stuff coming out now. Everything's going to be fine. Fukushima, the radiation readings are really low, so you don't have to worry about that. Fracking is fine. We're fine. Everybody's fine. Don't worry about a thing.
What did Han Solo say? All is good.
Everything's
here.
Under control. Situation normal.
That's yes. And then they shoot out the computer, whatever it is.
Speaking of Han Solo, nobody can talk, nobody can think about anything serious because there's a new Star Wars movie coming out that looks like it's not going to suck.
No, you know, that's the thing. It's like, I hope that they really go back to the mythic proportions of the original Star Wars.
They will, but let me explain something. I just want to say something to all the fanboys in the audience. Doesn't matter, because the economic crash coming next year, the oil, mass oil decline coming 2017, I don't even think they're going to get through this trilogy. I swear I will make a bet with you on the air that they will not complete this trilogy due to budgetary reasons.
Well, remember, Liam, in the so-called Great Depression of the early 20th century, the movies were the place, man. Everybody went to movies because
they needed
the escape.
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
You have a camera and a guy falling down.
Yeah,
there'll be movies, but the third Star Wars trilogy, or the third in this trilogy, will be like a guy walking around going, zoom, vroom. He'll have a broomstick. Vroom, vroom. Because Ed, listen, I'm not. This is awful. What we talked about is awful. But you can't win. I think, as Obi-Wan Kenobi said, you can't win. But there are alternatives to fighting. You cannot win against these psychopaths. You can't do it. So you have to walk away, do your own thing, form your own thing. You better be growing food. You better be living where it rains. You better be getting out of, you know, Las Vegas and sandy deserts and Phoenix, Tempe, and even L.A. You know, it's just got no river. San Francisco, all these western cities that just don't really have water. You got to go back to wherever you can find a rainy place where you can build a garden. There's enough sun. That's been my message for the last year. It's going to remain my message. We really have to be developing community, because in a community, this wouldn't have happened. Somebody would have stood up and said, "You're not drugging this baby. This is our tribe's kid."
Defending the tribe. And that's an interesting thing about how you define the tribe. I think we're going to have to expand the definitions, aren't we? I mean, we've become so disconnected because of our oil slaves. And without them, it changes. And it's a daunting task ahead of us, Liam.
The century of die-off. We're going to be much fewer by the end. I mean, I know this was an upsetting story, but it's not going to be the last one.
Well, you participate in the pharmaceutical construct, and you basically take yourself out of the life chain faster, no doubt. So, you know, depends on what you want to do. What is the value system? Value systems are going to shift. It isn't plastic crap from China. It just is not going to be the same. And, you know, listen, our great-grandparents and grandparents lived a whole different life. They survived it. If you survived childhood, you tended to live relatively old life. You were active. You farmed. You gardened. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. So I don't want to paint it as a doom and gloom. I mean, I think, you know, as you begin to embrace the natural world again, you go, hey, it's not so bad.
It's not so bad. You know, and listen, I want to say, just send out some blessings and love to the Nagels who lost. And it's always those of us who remain who hurt. You know, the people who leave get to go to, frankly, what's probably a better place, genuinely. But let's just send that out, too.
I agree. Love, hugs, prayers, condolences, all of that. All right. Vitamin L. I'm going to flow it out. Liam, thanks for being with me tonight. Really appreciate you. And
thank you.
I know you've seen it for many years as well. And all of y'all, you know, send out those messages and start being that message by living differently. Start growing something. Just something. One thing. Start! And you'll know it's true. The power to heal will definitely, indeed, that once again, be yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.